Canada Aboriginal leader Theresa Spence has refused to attend talks with the Prime Minister. She said Governor General David Johnston must join the talks on Aborigines rights. Spence has been on a hunger strike since last month in protest at poor living conditions of Native communities across Canada. 48 Iranian pilgrims kidnapped by insurgents in Syria last August have been released. The abductees were handed over to Iranian authorities at a Damascus hotel. They were set free in exchange for a number of prisoners held by the Syrian government, among them some Turkish nationals. Leaders of the Palestinian factions of Hamas and Fatah are in the Egyptian capital for talks aimed at putting their differences aside. The two leaders have held separate meetings with Egypt's president. They've also reportedly begun their bilateral talks on the implementation of the Unity Pact signed in Cairo in 2011. Venezuela's Supreme Court has said the postponement of President Hugo Chavez's inauguration for a new term is legal. The swearing-in ceremony was scheduled for Thursday, but Chavez is too ill to attend. He's now in Cuba, struggling to recover from his cancer surgery. The opposition has accepted the court's ruling. China has reiterated its opposition to what it's called any infringement of its sovereignty amid a dispute with Japan over a group of islands in the East China Sea. Comments follow reports of warning shots fired at Chinese planes patrolling the area. Ties between the two countries soured after Japan nationalized the islands. Iraq's prime minister has accused anti-government protesters of abusing their freedoms and causing chaos. Nouri al-Maliki said security forces could intervene to end the demonstrations. Anti-government protests have been shaking Iraq's western and northern provinces since December. Demonstrators want reforms in anti-terrorism laws. A court in Bahrain has rejected calls for the release of the prominent activist Yusuf al-Muhafiza. It says he'll remain in custody until his next hearing in January. The rights campaigner has been in jail since last month. Manama has accused him of posting false tweets on the social networking website Twitter. And in Australia, thousands of firemen remain on standby to tackle bushfires despite cooler conditions across the southern parts of the country. Wildfires have so far consumed thousands of hectares of land across the region. They've also destroyed scores of homes, but no deaths have so far been reported.